Senators, in promoting your view of healthcare over the past couple of weeks, you've mentioned choice and competition a lot. Do you sense any support from your colleagues on the Democratic side for plans like changing the tax code and taking out some of the biases that bias the system against individual purchasers and in favor of big businesses and corporate purchasers of insurance?
I think that there's considerable support for trying to eliminate that bias. And the mechanism through which the healthcare reform accomplishes that is through the exchange, by requiring that an insurer seeking to do business through the exchange has to actually make a take-all-comers offer at a fixed price for a certain product and take away the negotiating aspect that allowed big companies that had a lot of leverage to negotiate prices down, leaving small business with weak negotiating leverage holding the bag, and private payers being the worst coverage of all for the price because they have no negotiating leverage whatsoever. Now you have to make your best offer to the marketplace, and anybody can come and take it, private individual, small business, or a large corporation, so long as you're eligible for that exchange.
What about the disparate federal tax treatment between corporate purchasers and individual purchasers?
Well, we'll have to see how the Finance Committee comes down on that. It's not the Health Committee's jurisdiction, and I don't have a view on exactly where they're going to come down.
My sense is that the whole essence of the exchange is to give more parity between those people who have large bargaining powers, Sheldon pointed out, and individual purchasers. In fact, if based on income, there would be a subsidy for individual purchases. So not only do we hope there'll be a better price, but it'll be more affordable to lots of families. That will help, I think, not only in terms of competition, but also help sort of even out the inequity between a corporation that can take tax deductions, health care, and an individual that necessarily might not be able to take all those deductions.